This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:05 Monday morning. What a great day. Woo! It's going to be an awesome week. Today's going to be spectacular. Like blue sky already.
Oh, I feel like summer is already around the corner.
The things are flowering.
The afternoons are getting windy, which is normal. And the sun's been out. It was crazy. We had a nice weekend.
Oh, it was beautiful, gorgeous. It did get windy. I had the whole house open, you know, because I love that in the spring when you can just open up all the windows and doors and just air the house out. And all of a sudden, the wind kicks up, doors start slamming closed. There's like crap blowing in the house. I'm like, what's happening? This is crazy.
Yeah, I got to surf Saturday morning, but Sunday by then it was chewed to. Smithereens because of the wind. Picked up, got strong, and stayed.
Yeah, it was a nice weekend, though. And this whole week is supposed to be great.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, well, you're in whether you like it or not.
I'll do this week with you. Let's do it. It's weird how everybody has a different story about getting into radio.
Mm-hmm.
I got in through surfing, of all the ways. Mm. But our boss got in through spinning records.
Ah, so he was DJing.
He was a DJ, and the first time I told that story about Nightscape, he's like, I used to spin there.
Oh, my God. I wonder if you were ever in the club when he was there.
I don't know how.
Did you guys work out the dates?
We didn't.
Be interesting. You guys are like, are we all the same age as him? Is he older than us?
He might be a minute or two older, but not much.
Yeah. No, he's our age. Although, he had kind of a heyday in the 80s where we were more like in the 90s as far as DJing goes. But he might have started younger. Go see how old Michael is. I'm sure he'd love to tell us. Just to show you what happens in life.
Don't worry about it.
First, you're a cool DJ, and you're young and fresh on the scene. And then you're a married guy with kids, and you know how he spent his weekend? You know how palm trees, they get really tall, and then they get that, like, the old fronds don't fall off. They just create this, like, beard underneath the thing. So, and it's just not as attractive, and rats live in there and stuff, right? So that's what he spent his weekend doing. His wife goes, you can't get those off of there. And he goes, hold my beer.
Are you telling a real story?
I'm telling a real story.
How do you know that?
I just was talking to him. He came walking in a minute ago looking like a motorcycle gang guy. Like he is the man in black, right? The black horn-rim glasses, black leather jacket, black backpack, black t-shirt, black jeans, black shoes. I'm like, dude.
Got a black car too, by the way.
Of course he does. What other color car could he possibly have?
Right.
I would have thought a black motorcycle, but I mean, he just looks so cool. I'm like, oh, cool guy. What'd you do this weekend? He's like, well, honey,
he climbed a tree.
He didn't have to climb it. He stood on top of the roof and was like sawing the things.
I was gonna
off.
Say, I don't see him as that. In fact, there's times, to tell you the truth, where I'm doing some job, household chore, and I think, I bet you, nobody does this but me. What? How have I figured out how to? To not have
he does seem
it
like a
dialed.
Guy who'd have a gardener that he would go, hey, that needs to
right. Yes, you're right.
But no, turns out he was the man at the house this weekend.
I've had times where I am unscrewing this cap on this shower and I am snaking hair out of the thing and thinking I'm doing it wrong, and I don't mean the snaking. I mean life.
Yeah.
Like how did I end up here on the bottom of the shower snaking hair that I don't have.
Right.
Out of the drain.
Well, you do have two daughters and a wife.
And you know how
and the hair is
the Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, I'm surprised to hear he did all those chores.
Well, he didn't tell me about all the chores, but that was the one thing he was like, I just couldn't even picture it. I'm like, were you wearing the whole black outfit? Like, did you have safety goggles on? Like, what did that look like?
His post.
Does he put on, one of those painter's overalls things, you know?
His posts usually consist of, and this is on Instagram or whatever, of, a comfortable chair and a record playing and, some brown liquid.
And the fireplace.
Right.
You know, right. It's all, sort of.
He's got it figured out.
Yeah. Well,
and yet.
Once in a while.
He's doing it because he wants to, you know, that tree thing.
No, he's not. He's doing it because his wife made it.
That's what I'm saying.
No, because his wife threw down the challenge. That's what happened.
Exactly.
She was like, you can't do that. And that was when he told oh, yes, I can. I am the man. The celebrity trash is brought to you by me.
All right.
But look at me checking to see.
Good job.
So good. The big memorial is today.
For Kobe
and Gianna, and for the other people who were on the helicopter when it crashed. Although, mostly it's for Kobe.
Well, yeah, we don't know them.
We don't. It's true. They're doing it today, 2:24, because that's her number, his number. They could have done it 2:08, I guess. That would have worked, too. Kobe and Gianna, they are saying 88,000 people applied for tickets in the first 5 hours, and Staples Center holds 20,000 people. They're saying specifically, if you don't have a ticket for this thing, don't go. They're not playing it outside on the speakers. They're going to have a bunch of stuff around it closed off so that, unless you're ticketed, I guess, you won't be able to get in there. But it is going to be I'm sure TMZ is live streaming it. I'm sure there's going to be live streams.
It's going to be an event. People will go either way.
It's true.
The old don't come ain't going to work.
Yeah. There it is. TMZ Sports is going to live stream it. It is, I think it's at 9:30, 10 a.m. at Staples Center.
All right.
So maybe they'll start the feed earlier. Staples Center holds 20,000. They were talking about doing it at the Coliseum, which does seat about 80,000 people. But then they said, look, Kobe played at Staples for 20 years, and that's where we want to have it.
I don't know that area because I haven't been over there in since it was built, I don't think.
Right.
But I think, isn't that a whole walking zone? Aren't there restaurants and shopping?
It's right in downtown LA, right? We're, almost in the financial district.
I've never been.
I've never been to the center, but we stayed in, my kid was at that Grammy camp. John actually rented a room near there, like an Airbnb, kind of a hotel room in a high rise in downtown. I was like, I've never been to this part of LA. Like, why would I ever go into the financial district? And the Staples Center was right near there. There were all these things about the Staples Center all around it.
Hmm.
And I want to say we might have walked by. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention to where the Staples Center was.
The last time I was down there for any real reason, I'm trying to think. I've been to Disneyland and stuff, but that's not LA.
Right.
The last time I went to LA is when you guys sent me from Philly. And I got in trouble because I didn't go see the movies I was supposed to go to.
Yeah, we sent you on a junket that you just basically treated as a free ticket to go see your friends.
I had a hot cheerleader friend that wanted to meet me there. Yeah. What would you have done?
I would have done what I was supposed to do. I would have done my job.
Oh, yeah, right.
I 100% would have done the thing that I'd flown there to do. 100%. Don't look at me like that.
Hot cheerleader.
No, doesn't matter. Hot cheerleader, meet me at the hotel
Beavis
after
and
I'm
Butthead
done,
movie premiere.
After I'm done watching the thing that was... They paid for my ticket and
hot
set the
cheerleader.
Whole thing up. No, Vinny. No. There's no excuse.
Star Trek movie.
No. What movie was it?
It was both of those movies I just mentioned. Star Trek.
So you had
Beavis
an overnight stay. You had a hotel where she could have come and met you when it was your time?
That's what she did do.
And then you just decided not to leave?
Why would...
I just don't understand.
You do.
No, I don't.
Oh, I know you do.
We were all somewhat flabbergasted when suddenly the movie company was like, well, we're not working with you again.
Well.
That boy.
We're not working with you either.
You could, yeah, okay. Harsh. Hard line.
Listen, there's people out there listening to this saying, Vin did the right thing. Trust me.
Yeah, if you say so. Law enforcement says, if you don't have tickets to this, please don't come. Watch the broadcast on TV or online. It's not going to be broadcast on the screens, and they're closing it all down. It's not clear who's speaking at the memorial. Dozens of people close to Kobe and Gigi wanted to take the mic and say words about him and his daughter. But I'm not seeing what the lineup is or if there's any kind of like performances or anything like that. Vanessa Bryant is expected to attend, of course. And okay, here it is. So the memorial stream begins at 9:30 this morning on TMZ. I don't know if it's showing on TV or where, although I'm sure it'll be a news event. So probably a lot of networks will pick up at least some of it. But 10 o'clock is the official start time.
Okay.
If you live in San Francisco over the weekend, you may have been disturbed by some stuff that was happening. Matrix 4 filming is
I was out here yesterday and it was
tell me.
There's cops everywhere, streets like closed down, and on Battery heading towards the freeway, what did I see? I saw a couple of cops, and on the left-hand side there were a bunch of junk vehicles stacked all on top, like maybe four cars stacked on the top of each other, all burnt and like looked like something happened. So like maybe a
something happened,
like
all
a,
right.
Like an explosion of some sort for a scene. I'm not sure what happened.
Well, they were doing, let's see, low-flying helicopters and late-night explosions.
And it smelled like ash, too.
A lot of it was in the financial district.
Uh-huh.
They're saying low-flying helicopters emitted a deafening roar hovering as low as 300 feet from the sidewalk. Explosions lit up the night sky. Blasts echoing between buildings could be heard from miles away.
Helicopters out the window here. There's a bunch of them.
Oh my God, really?
And Cameron was like, airplane. I was like, that's a helicopter, honey. But there was a bunch of helicopters flying around here.
What time were you here? The filming was,
noon-ish.
On Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
It ended at 9, although maybe they went long. They were saying that it happened again last night, too, 6 to midnight. So it was, there was a planned flyover, and stage pyrotechnics. That was from 6 p.m. to midnight Saturday, and then Sunday morning, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then last night, it looks like they, although this story was written during the day yesterday, 6 to midnight, more stuff was supposed to happen. And then Anchor Brewing is over on Potrero Hill, is going to have a little cameo in Venom, because that continues to film throughout the city. That's the Woody Harrelson movie. There's two big movies.
Well, wait, it's
right
Woody
now.
Harrelson, and what's that dude's name? Tom.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He plays Venom.
Right.
He's the star. Tom. Berenger.
No.
Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Right. So that's filming throughout the city. Looks like the brewery was covered by the facade of a police station. And then there were some jump stunts that were happening on the building on Saturday night. So it was crazy with movie stuff here. Earlier in the week, a woman was talking about having seen artificial rainfall setting a dramatic scene next to Grace Cathedral in another set for Venom 2. She said just after she encountered police extras from Matrix 4 at a downtown cafe. Weird night in San Francisco.
Nice to have film crews back in town. It's been
too long. You owe me a Coke.
Okay, you got it.
Lindsay Lohan.
You still have that $10 I owe you?
What?
Huh?
I gave away the $10.
You did, didn't you?
I did. I have money in my pocket, though. I actually held on to it so that I'd have some money to gamble with.
Remind
this week.
Me, I got to bring cash in for
Corey.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
What, do you owe him $10?
I owe him $10.
Yeah, me too.
Dang it. Well, maybe we'll play a game this week and you can win $10 off of me.
Okay.
Figure that out.
Well, I just need to hand that guy money. He's new around here. I don't want him.
He takes Venmo. That's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't you have Venmo?
I don't have Venmo. I'm a PayPal guy.
It's the same thing.
I don't
just
want to. I don't need more ways. God.
It's the same company. Just get it. That's what everyone keeps
telling me. Why don't they merge them and just have one then?
Because Venmo is like a social media
thing. I don't want social media ways. Oh, great. Some people coming out of the woodwork for the $2 I owe them.
You both have Apple phones. Why don't you just Apple Pay them?
Okay. You show me how to do that.
It's in your list of things underneath your...
I don't Apple Pay either. I know how to PayPal.
When you start a text, Apple Pay pops up. It's one of the little... Oh, my God. Forget it. Never mind. Forget it.
Right. Me. Thank you.
Sorry. Forget it.
God.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
she is going to play a police detective in a film called Cursed, starring Mickey Rourke.
Oh, this
is
bad
just
news.
I know. It's
she's
funny
too,
as hell.
She's, too, she's not.
It just both look like victims, and there's like somebody got at their faces and didn't stop till it was too late. So it looks like this is her next film. She'll be playing a police detective, which is totally, that is typecasting.
I don't buy
right
it.
Right there. She will be playing a police detective alongside Oscar nominee Mickey Rourke in a supernatural thriller called Cursed. Last seen on the MTV reality series Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club and as a judge on The Masked Singer in Australia. She's entered final negotiations to be in the film. And then it goes on to say who directs it and stuff. She should definitely do that. Here's a picture of the two.
You know what I'm waiting to see? The guy who writes the Bosch books.
Yes.
Created a new character called Renee Ballard.
Oh.
And she is a detective as well, but she works the night shift. And there have been three books, and they kind of merge Bosch with Ballard.
Oh.
And it's sort of like you can see they're leading up to a handoff where Bosch is too old to continue.
Right.
And this new character is amazing.
Bosch and Ballard.
I love Ballard. I love her.
Who writes
and
those? Michael Connelly.
And I'm waiting for her to get a movie write up.
Yeah. Who would play her?
I don't
know.
She's mixed race, like Hawaiian. And I think she had a white dad and a Hawaiian mom.
Oh.
So she's Polynesian of some kind.
Is she badass?
Yeah, she's badass. And she's also, it's an interesting take. She works the night shift and sleeps in a tent on the beach by day.
Oh.
Like doesn't have, she can go to her grandma's, but she just sleeps in a tent with her dog. It's a trip. It's a really neat sort of look at modern life, and I like it, but I don't like this.
Lindsay Lohan and Mickey Rourke. And
I'm not.
Yeah.
Ballard, though, bring it.
You're ready for that.
I'm ready for her to be in a movie.
Oh, maybe they can have Emma Stone play her. You know, wasn't she supposed to be Hawaiian or Asian in some movie? And people yelled about it.
Emma Stone?
Yeah.
She looks more like Lindsay Lohan than anything.
That time, so maybe Lindsay Lohan can play Ballard then.
Okay.
Anyway, Quentin Tarantino and Daniela Pick have had their first baby together. They both have other kids.
What?
Yep, she had a baby.
How did he get through all the press for this last Oscars season without getting out there that he's got a pregnant girlfriend or wife?
It's his girlfriend.
All right.
They met, she's an Israeli singer, and they met years ago when he was promoting Inglourious Basterds in Tel Aviv. Ooh. They are married then. He married her in a small ceremony in Los Angeles in 2018.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah. Let's see. So her name is Daniela Pick, and they have a little baby, a boy born February 22nd on Saturday. According to the Jerusalem Post, the couple's son was born at the Ichilov Hospital in Tel Aviv, Israel. It's their first child. It's the first child for, the next people that have, they have other kids. This is their first kid. He's 56. She is 36. First child for both of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I don't have a name or anything. Here's a picture. She's lovely. Clearly, she's not a secret, clearly. Here's the people who are going to have a baby who have other kids.
What he just did to himself.
Oh, he's fine, please.
Okay.
He's got tons of money.
It's not that.
It is.
It's that little thing, you love it so much, and now it's just walking around bonking its head on crap.
Oh.
Oh,
well,
awful.
There's no stopping that. You're right about that. I thought you meant like, you know, night duty. He'll be like, oh, no, hire someone to take my place. We'll figure this out.
Right.
Will Arnett is going to be a dad again. 49-year-old.
Job
from Arrested Development. He used to be married to Amy Poehler. They have two kids, an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, Archie and Abel. And this woman, Alessandra Braun, she's gorgeous. They're expecting their first kid together.
Oh, movie star pulled a hot chick, huh?
Yeah, weird, huh? She has a son as well. I'm not seeing an age there. They started dating last year. They attended the 2019 Creative Arts Emmys together last September.
What?
Did you find a picture of her?
She doesn't exist.
Here's a couple pics of her.
She's not a person.
Anyway, congratulations to Job.
Google can't find her.
It's just loaded. Here it is. Bunch of pictures. The film you were talking about was Aloha that Emma Stone was playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Part Polynesian.
She's playing.
Do you see the pictures of her? People were super pissed, you know?
No, I don't see the pictures of her.
She was supposed to be Chinese, Hawaiian, Swedish descent.
Yeah.
So a mixture of a couple things.
Did she not have red hair? Did they dye her hair black or something?
Oh, I didn't see a picture of her. Maybe. But, you know, she does have, like, you know, Asian-ish eyes, I guess.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh, well, she does?
I guess you can say
Emma
that.
Stone. I can say that. I mean, I feel like she could be a little mixed.
Okay. What's going on with the news, Vin?
Our phone addiction.
Oh, I love my phone so much.
After these. Okay.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.